I'm so excited about what I know God is getting ready to do. Until he energizes me. And when y'all come together, I get synergy. Even more energy.
Yeah.
But God is about to do some great and mighty things. We want to prepare our hearts and shift and get ready for him to do. I'm going to bring this closer so I can have it. When we get ready to take it. We want to prepare our hearts and mind for those things that he wants to do. Because if you're not in alignment with him, you'll miss what he wants to do. I did a study on taking communion serious. That is not what I'm going to teach on this morning. I would like to incorporate it in here, but 15 minutes, you just don't have time to teach all kinds of words. But I'll be back next Sunday. So, but what I want to really push in on is what Paul said, what our most problem about taking communion. The central problem when you take communion. And when you look at this, you would understand. And I'm going to start reading at the 24th verse. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." You know, when he said broken for you, we know that in the word of God it says not a bone was broken. So he's not talking about the bones. Because we know not a bone was broken.
Right.
And that signifies and tells us that the rest of them, they had to break the bones to make them die really fast. But when they got to Jesus, they didn't have to break no bones. Mm-hmm. Praise God, because he gave up his life. Mm-hmm. They didn't take his life, he gave it up. Okay, the 24th verse said, "Which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me." And why do we have to say remembrance of me? Because sometimes we have so much pushing against us to make us forget. We shouldn't forget. But life sometimes push a lot against us to try to make us forget. Try to make it. And you know, as I look at it, people has really forgotten. Churches don't do it. They don't take it seriously. It's just a snack, you know, for them. They don't take it seriously. They'll do it once a year or not at all. It's not a serious thing. But this was left for the... Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Pasha Kate, with open hearts and open mind, open eyes and open ears to receive your word. Holy Spirit, you are our best teacher. We ask that you would teach us this morning concerning communion. You teach us this morning concerning the Last Supper. And Lord, we do thank you. We thank you for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah, Masakata. We draw from you, Lord Jesus. Baba Shatia. Sokata. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
The reason we have to invite the Holy Spirit, because Paul said, "I wasn't around the table." You know, when I look at this table and look at pictures, it's kind of like how it was when he actually did the Lord's Supper. But Paul said, the reason I have to include the Holy Spirit, because I went around that table with his 12.
Right.
I wasn't a part of the 12. He said, but I got it by revelation.
Yeah.
And that's the way we get it today, David. We get it by revelation.
Amen.
And as we read on down here, because I want to get to where I need to get to. "After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament, my blood. This do ye often as he drink it in remembrance of me.'" Remember me with the bread, remember me with the blood. "For as often..." He left it up to you, how much you love him. How much you love him? Uh-huh. How much you want to remember?
Yeah.
Do you want to remember a little bit? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to remember a whole lot? He said as often. As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he comes.
Yeah.
What, I may have to jump down to where I really want to go because of time. Let's see. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out what he's meant when he said unworthily. Mm-hmm. He said you're going to be guilty of the body and the blood. Because he has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies, sickness, lack, all this. And then you take it like it's nothing. You're going to be guilty of the blood and the body. Because it was prepared for who? Who was it prepared for?
Us.
Us.
Thank God. Whoa. Begin to wonder there. Okay, he was prepared for us. He said, but let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. He invites you. He said, when you examine yourself, then eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He tells you to eat. Now, let me let y'all in on a little secret. When Jesus did the Lord's Supper, guess who ate?
Everybody.
Now, who y'all think I'm really talking about?
Judas.
Guess who ate? Of all the disciples he had, guess who ate?
Judas.
Who?
Judas.
Judas. He says, one supping in the dish with me. Mm-hmm. He took the Lord's Supper and, come on, people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that was bad. If I was Jesus, I would say, you can't take the Lord's Supper. You ain't got it all together, Judas. Now we're taking the Lord's Supper so it can benefit us.
Yes.
This is what Paul was trying to get for the people, this to benefit them. You know, at the Lord's Supper with Jesus, he had his disciples wondering, who was the greatest? Who going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God? They had, the gospel said they had strife in their heart against one another because they were just bickering with two. I'm the greatest. You know, I lean on Jesus all the time, you know, and you know that was John. I'm going to be the greatest. And it was strife there. And people wondering why we don't do foot washing now. They said, you do everything else, why you don't do the foot washing? That don't make it effective. Well, Jesus was dealing with the foot washing to get the strife out of their heart. Mm-hmm. Here, we're not reading about it, but in the book of Corinthians, Paul had to do something to get that stuff out their heart when they're taking communion. Yeah. The folk was wild.
Yeah.
They would be wild, what you call that, BYOB, bring your own bottle. They were bringing their own bottle, getting drunk.
Yeah.
They were bringing food, having the love, what they call love feast. And some people, they wouldn't let you eat my macaroni and cheese. I mean, they were just hatred in their heart. And just, Paul had to teach them how to love one another.
Yes.
He had to do something quite different. And I'm running out of time. I got to get to where I need to be, because I am going to be not working on apostle time. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. The 29th verse is where I want to get to. Not discerning the Lord's body.
Yes.
He was saying that's the reason you don't get the full benefit, you don't discern the Lord's body.
Mm-hmm.
Now he didn't ask us to discern his blood, did he?
No, he said the body.
Just his body. Why did he ask us to discern the blood? Simply because people talk about the blood. They talk about the blood of Jesus saves us from your sin. You know, that's taught on and preached on a whole lot. Even before you can get saved, they tell you, you know, you got to, Jesus saved you from your sin. You know, they was aware of that. But the bread, they couldn't connect it. And that's the missing ingredient for the church today, discerning the Lord's body. If we discern that, you'll benefit from it.
Yes.
I'm still accessing and asking the Holy Spirit, help me to discern. Now, this discerning has to be a spiritual discerning. We can discern naturally. Jesus said you can discern naturally. Jesus told the crowd that he was talking to. He said, you can look up there in the sky and tell, and you can discern it. He used the word discern. Discern that it's going to rain because you see the clouds. You see, you know. He said, but you can't discern spiritual things. That's what he told me. You cannot. Who have to help us discern spiritual things? The Holy Spirit has to help us discerning spiritual things. Sister Deborah.
The blood is on the altar at God's feet, and it's speaking for us. The blood is, but the body is down here, and he needed to teach them that we are the body and how to speak well. The blood is speaking our forgiveness and from heaven.
You are so right. He wants us to
speak well and treat this body well, not just... The Lord's body is us.
Okay. Yeah. The Lord's body is us, but I've got to pull y'all out of this for y'all to really benefit. See, that's one of the blockers. None of y'all came in here with your BYOB, bring your own bottle. None of y'all came in here with some food and we'll let the others eat. No, I mean, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. But if you misunderstand the scripture, you will not benefit. Paul had to do what Jesus did. Straighten them out. We don't have to discern each other's body. We just learn to love each other with the love that Christ has put in our heart. Ain't got to discern. You get to discern in me, you're going to find something wrong with me.
Well, see, if you examine yourself.
You examine yourself to see.
It makes you more unity when you do communion. It makes you more receptive because you're looking, hey, I don't like what David did yesterday, or I don't. You know, something to stand
on. You examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith.
Yes. Yeah.
This is a faith meal. If you don't get it by faith, if you don't get it by discerning, you're going to lose all that benefit. Paul straightened out all that mess that was going on.
Right.
And he wasn't even there. He straightened it out through a letter. He said, but when I come, I'm going to straighten out some more stuff. I heard some more stuff going on. But I can't, you know, straighten it all out in a letter here. But I'll do it when I get it. Just like Jesus stooped down and washed his disciples' feet. He took care of that strife.
Yes, he did.
They understood who was the greatest then. Because they said, Jesus, you can't do this. Peter said, no, you can't wash. Washing feet was the lowest thing in that culture.
Yeah.
Because they did a lot of washing feet. Because people, they enter your house, that's the first thing they did. They get the water, wash your feet. That was the first thing that they do. Because they know them feet got really nasty.
Yeah,
very, very dirty. Now, am I saying we don't love this body of people? I'm not saying that. I'm saying we got to love. Paul said, just take the word of God and love. But the body he was talking about, people, was the body of Jesus. He said, do this in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
Not the body.
Oh, here.
Not the spiritual body here, but him. And we've been missing him. We kept saying, oh, we got to love one another. We got, it's the love of, you know, that's where we're missing it at, people.
Okay.
So we can't discern his body.
If you rightly discern his body for the healing and brokenness for it in the body, you rightly discern it, the love's automatic.
Yeah, but.
I get it now.
I know what she's talking about, but there's also fringe elements to it, too.
It is. He wants us to love each other, but I want y'all to forget each other right now, please.
The body was, are healed because of Jesus' stripes.
Yeah, it goes deeper than that.
Yes.
His stripes is so right. That's what the words say.
He was broken and bruised for my healing.
You got it. You got it. But discerning it is different. You know, we can have a mental aspect of it. We got the mental aspect of it. We say, oh yeah, he was in pierced and all this. We got the mental. But discerning comes from the Spirit of God.
You have to discern through the
Holy
Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit to help me discern his body.
Spiritually, so we can pull out what it is he gave us.
Amen, sister.
Oh, see, you thought I wasn't listening. I'm listening. I got it.
You're getting it, Deborah.
I got it.
The spiritual thing has to be spiritually discerned, like Jesus told them people.
And
you can discern things in the natural when you look at it with your natural eyes.
Yeah.
You can discern. You can discern this. You look at it. You tell me, okay, you got gold in it, just like your bees, Sister Mary. You got red in it, just like your purse. You can discern you. Because you're looking at it with your natural eye.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to get you to see, the invisible body that you cannot see. And I'm not talking about his spiritual body, us. I want y'all to cut that off for a minute or two. Because I ain't had the problem that Paul had, and I ain't had the problem that Jesus had. His disciples having strife. He had to wash 12 men's feet. Because they had strife. You know where strife is. That's every evil work. Mm-hmm. The day of Pentecost would not have been. Mm-hmm. Peter would not have been able to stand up and preach because they would have been saying, oh, it's Peter again. He think he going to open up. Oh, no. And it would just.
I'm just as good as he is.
Right. And that would just mess the whole thing up. If I don't do nothing else today, I want y'all to focus on his body. The church been missing it. They think, oh, we ain't got enough love. See, we got love. See, Paul said this and that. He said that just like Jesus. He took some boys aside and talked to them just like Jesus had to do. He had to tell them, we're one body. We're this. We're that. He had to show them the oneness that they had. But it has nothing to do with remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember, if we can remember that body that went, that was hung on the cross, and that body that was resurrected.
Your imagination would happen that, wouldn't it?
It will. It will, Mary. It really would. It really would. If you could just imagine. See, we got a mental accident. I have the mental. I'm just being clear with y'all. I'm stepping into something.
Amen.
I'm stepping into it. Yes, I have the mental. I'm stepping into it because I just don't want it mental. I want a spiritually discerning.
Mm-hmm, gotcha.
So I won't miss no part of it. So it can do this meal with benefit. If I could go back to the tension, I'm way out of time. But Candace is not here to sing. So is it okay that I take a few minutes because she ain't here to sing?
Sure.
So I'm not going too deep into you. But, you know, in the temper, he said, this meal will bless you. He said, you got to speak over it. He said, when you speak over it, it takes it out of the kingdom of darkness and it put it into the kingdom of light. In the kingdom of darkness, this is just grape juice, mm-hmm. Welch's grape juice, mm-hmm. and oyster crackers.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it's got the little holes in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like that other bread, that
matzah
bread. You know, but it really, I'm going to let y'all in on another secret. And please, don't y'all get upset with me. Because I'm just bearing it because I want this meal to be a blessing. This is a meal we can sit down and just get healed. And sit down. He left us this. Every kingdom, every country have a health thing. In the country of Jesus is no different. The country of heaven is no different. He have set up a health system for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
But if we don't understand it, we're not going to benefit from it. And I can't get people to I'm getting people to really understand.
Yes.
It was a group called and said, can you come over and teach us the Lord? I said, yeah, I'm coming. Just give me a little while. I'm working on my own group. And I'm being invited out to teach
Praise God.
The Lord's Supper. But I want to make sure y'all got it here. I want to make sure home got it first. He's not even talking about me and you discern. Remember me and you. He don't have to tell us. The Word of God teaches how to love it. And then if you don't even know how to love, he said, I put the love down in you.
Mm-hmm.
Use that love that's been shared abroad in your heart. You know, people, they're quick to say, oh, well, we need love. We need love. You got it. Use that what's in that's been shared abroad in your heart. Teach people to use that love. Okay, now let me back up. Okay, he dealt with that, and he said the main problem doing it unworthily is when you don't discern. That's the main problem of doing it unworthily, when you don't discern the Lord's body. And you can't do it naturally. It has to be a spiritual thing. Paul was just teaching them table manners. I'm gonna put it in that format. Paul, when he set them aside and had to teach them about you one body, you said you can't love each other, y'all hate each other, you're in the same body. He had to teach them table manners. Jesus even had to teach his disciples table manners. But I love y'all, because I ain't got to teach y'all no table manners. But I do have to teach you to rightly discern. I'm glad I don't have to teach you table manners. You know, that's one thing my mom was strictly on, teaching her, get that elbow off the table. And I'm like,
make sure your mouth's closed.
Chew with your mouth closed. People don't have table manners.
Could you imagine your mother, somebody coming to the table with a phone?
Oh, my mom. Thank God knew who to put in that generation, because she would knock it at you. My mom was very strict.
Well, that's a blessing.
I look back on it, Mary.
Look how disciplined you are.
It helped me. I didn't know what she was doing. I said, I need to report this lady to the... I could have reported her.
Just like Creflo Dollar's daughter actually called the police or something. He called them, and she got taken away for a little while. She didn't pull all that again.
His daughter called him, too.
Is that what it was?
His daughter called him.
And he let him take her away. That's what it was.
And he went, too. He had to go, too, because he was the accuser.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think she stayed away from him a little while, too. I don't remember it.
But
he taught her a lesson, believe me.
He was about to do some jail time because he was the accuser. Mm-hmm. And his other daughter said, well, yeah, he did use a little bit too much force on her because he spanked her behind. So I could have got my mom in a lot of trouble, but I'm glad I didn't, because she helped me a whole lot.
But you didn't know about it then. I didn't.
I thought she was just very, very mean lady. But she always prided herself. I had to get nobody out of jail. I had all these kids, and, you know.
She had to be disciplined with a bunch of kids.
But, you know, I just thought, Lord have mercy, I'm getting out of this house, and I promise you, I ain't gonna look back. But when I look back, I had to tell her thank you. Because I realized what she was doing, you know. Didn't have sense enough to know the name. But it worked.
Yes, amen, it did.
But we're talking about discerning the Lord's body. Just love your sisters and brother out the love that the Holy Spirit has shed abroad in your heart. Get in the Word of God and learn how to love. You don't have to discern each other about love. Just love them. But we got to learn to discern the Lord's body. He said that is what has kept you in unworthiness. You're eating it unworthy. You're not discerning the Lord's body. It's the cause that you're eating it unworthily. If he let Judas eat, he didn't have a problem with Judas eating. He knew that wasn't going to benefit him. But he still let him eat. He fed him. He let him sop out of his... Now, let me tell you. His disciple asked the Lord, where are we going to prepare for Passover? They thought they were going to do Passover. Jesus said, go to this certain place and ask this man, where you going to eat Passover? And when they got there, it wasn't Passover. Jesus transitioned and did the Lord's Supper. He let them eat the lamb and all that, you know. But while they were eating, he did a transition on them. They went, we never ate Passover this way. And Luke, he said, I desired to eat it this way every time we ate it. I desired to reveal. He revealed himself to them. That he was the Passover. That he was getting ready to die. And that was just amazing to them. They couldn't even get it. They were still there playing. They weren't even taking communion seriously. They were like, well, who's going to be the greatest? Who, when you get in your kingdom, who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to do this? And who's going to do that? Okay, I am way out of time. Way over my time. But we're going to...
But I got it now.
Huh?
I feel like My Fair Lady. By God, I think she's got it. I got it. I got it.
You got a good British accent.
That's what we started reaching for. We're going to reach for discerning his body, spiritually discerning. Amen. We can't do it naturally now. I'm going to tell you. Okay. Y'all repeat after me. I got to move on. Okay, hold the bread up in your hand, his body.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wait a minute, I got to take this out of the kingdom of darkness and bring it in.
Yes.
This can't be no longer oysters. Father, we come to you this morning,
Father,
to bless this meal.
Bless this meal.
We know that this is the meal that healed. The meal that has saved us from our sin. And Lord, we thank you for the cross. Thank you for the resurrected body. Thank you, Lord, that you are risen in us and we can live a resurrected life.
Thank you, Lord, you are risen in us.
In Jesus' mighty name, we bless this.
We bless this.
Amen. Amen. This is what I was telling y'all to say after me. I'm sorry, but I just
we enjoyed saying a prayer. I
had to take it out of the kingdom of darkness, you know.
I understand.
In the kingdom of darkness, you know what it was. Okay. So thank you, Jesus, for this broken body.
Thank you, Jesus, for this broken body.
It is for my healing.
It is for my healing.
My spouse's healing.
My spouse's healing.
And my children's healing.
And my children's healing.
And my children's children healing.
And my children's healing.
And all that you are to call.
And all that you are to call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That by your stripes.
That by your stripes.
By the beatings that you bore.
By the beatings you bore.
By the lashes which fell on your body.
By the lashes which fell on your body.
We are completely healed.
I am completely healed.
Pop, look at it. Completely healed.
Completely healed. Spirit,
Papa, I believe and I receive.
I believe it, Lord Jesus, and I receive it in Jesus' name.
Get you some bread, though.
Boy, I'm going to. Got to have this. The body of Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Okay, y'all hold them cups up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Okay, hold them cups up. Okay, now repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
So this is a covenant meal. Okay?
Yes.
Okay? Your blood has brought us forgiveness.
Your blood has brought us forgiveness.
And has washed us from every sin. We thank you that the blood has made us righteous. And as we drink, we celebrate. And we partake of the inheritance of the righteous. This is part of your inheritance. Baba Shakadia, which is preservation, or healing, wholeness, and prosperity.
And prosperity.
Okay, let us pray. Amen. All right, folks, thirsty. God bless you.